welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again to share the good things of the Lord. If you're a new listener, we welcome you to the broadcast. We're heard on this station every day at the same time, and also on our website, unveilchrist.org, where you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But before I will share what God has given to me to be able to share with you for the next few days, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for the beauty of our God. Lord, your word says in Psalms, let the beauty of the Lord God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And Father, we thank you that you have called us with a purpose, for a purpose. You've ordained that we should be alive, born in these times, that we might fulfill your will upon this earth. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the way the Spirit of God is moving all over the earth. You said you would pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. And we thank you, Lord, as we look at current events, as we understand the opening and revelation of Scripture, Lord, we know that we're hastening toward the return, the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in the time that remains, you said, redeem the time. So, Father, we're anxious to do that. And we know that as you will make the way straight before our feet, we shall, it says in your scripture, the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And so, Father, we thank you for this time together. Father, I, with the authority you have given your people, together, Lord, we bind every work of the enemy that has come against my radio family individually, in whatever aspect, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, circumstantially. And we thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is our shield, our buckler. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you lift a standard against him. So thank you, Father, for this time. Open our hearts to receive a new and fresh revelation of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all of your bountiful benefits. As David said, what shall I render unto the Lord? For all of his benefits unto me, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And Lord, we call upon you today. We worship you and we thank you for this time that we can share together for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, as I was in prayer before coming on the broadcast, the Lord quickened a scripture and I want to share it with you, because it is the Lord speaking to us, I feel, out of his word for where we are at this moment, each one of us. The Lord says in Isaiah 60, the first four verses, well, no, let's just the first three. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, we could say the heathen, shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Praise God. So we see that God has a beautiful future for us, not only in the ages to come, but even as we approach the very end of the age, God is going to do marvelous things through his people. Why? Because he's preparing a people for himself, a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And she shall be a glorious church. When the Lord returns, we will be found without spot, stain, or wrinkle. We certainly can't manage this in ourselves. Have you found that to be true? But the Spirit of God is working with us, and we shall be without blemish. We are already in a positionally in a stand of righteousness, because the righteousness of Jesus has been given to us. And so when the Father looks upon us, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. The righteousness of the sinless Son of God has been imputed to us, and we can come now boldly before the throne of grace. Praise God. So let's get into the message I have to share with you, the God of every need. And, you know, let's just pause for a moment. If you can think back to the time when you first got saved, when you began a relationship with Jesus, for some it may be relatively recent. For others of us, it could be years, decades ago. But when you first experienced his life in your spirit, was it not an awe-inspiring event? And let me ask you today, how is your spiritual walk today? Does it still have that same excitement and glow and joy of that first love? Well, you know, life goes on. We go through many trials and afflictions. The Lord told us that would occur to us. We would have tribulation in the world. But I believe as we draw closer and closer to the Lord, as we become more like Jesus, he's going to change that. There's going to be a sense of expectancy. And oh, beloved, I know from the letters that have gone in, my own personal experience, since we are in the end times, the enemy is furious. He knows that his time is short, and the battles have been extremely heavy. And I trust many of you can relate to that. But beloved, the more we know about our God and about his character, the greater our life is going to be in terms of our love for him. And what I'd like to be talking about are the various aspects of our God, the character of our God, the God of every need, regardless of what we face in our lives. His character, as we know from Scripture, is revealed in what we call the names of God. He's got many different names. He's the same God, but there's different aspects of his awesome greatness and power that is revealed in the various names that are revealed to us as we go through Scripture, and the individuals that named, for example, altars using a particular name of God. And so as we look at these, the Old Testament is not a closed book to us, but it should, and it is designed to give us even greater insight as to how our walk with the Lord should be and how much he really loves us. He loves you, brother and sister. Oh, I know sometimes you get so worn out and you can feel so down. You really question, God, if you love me so much, how am I in this state that I'm in? I'm thinking back to the life of Gideon, and you know, the angel of the Lord saluted him and said, the Lord is the mighty man of valor. The Lord is with thee. And then he says, if that's the case, how come we're in the state we're in? Well, I think we all probably can relate to that. But when our God gave us the new covenant, when it was sealed and as it was established at the Last Supper in the blood of Jesus, he said, this is a new covenant established in my blood. My body and blood are established in this covenant. It's on even greater promises than the covenant of the Old Testament. And it has been sealed forever for the believer. So let's begin. Father, we just ask for your anointing on the Scriptures, and Lord, that you will open to every listener in a very personal and real way, ways that we can understand, ways that we can relate to, and not just relate to. Father, we want to experience you in your fullness. We want to experience you in all the ways that your name suggests, and Father, we thank you for it. Praise God. All right, well, let's start at the beginning. In the first chapter of Genesis, we read about the Lord, God. It says, God created. And the word for God here in those opening verses of Scripture is Elohim. And actually, it's a plural. It indicates the Trinity. But as we examine this glorious name, we find that it indicates his triune nature and his immortal, invisible, and wise supremacy. Remember, he says, "Let us make man in our image." If he's only what we may not understand, the mystery and the dynamic of the Trinity, we just believe and affirm it. And so he is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as well as our loving personal Father. He's our Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit who lives in every believer. Remember when Jesus ascended, he spoke to his disciples. He said, "Oh, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send someone just like me. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. In fact, it's needful that I go so I can send him." And so that was accomplished on the day of Pentecost when the 120 were gathered in the upper room. The power of the Holy Spirit came and it baptized everyone. And in that particular instance, there were, as it were, there was a great mighty wind and tongues of fire, as it were, appeared upon the head of every believer there. And so we know that we are to be, in Psalms it says his angels are ministering spirits and his ministers are as a flame of fire. Well, that's true of the angels, but I have claimed that for the body of Christ. We are his light in the world. Well, I'm just barely getting into the message. And so I invite you, as my time draws to a close, that we can be together tomorrow at the same time. And as I say, if anytime you miss a broadcast, want to re-listen, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you may click on the broadcast. They're there for your convenience. Praise God. But as I always do, there may be issues that you're struggling with in your life right now. There may be battles that you haven't gotten the victory over yet. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Unlike a lot of ministries today, because the Lord has kept us relatively small, it is a personal ministry, and I alone personally read and answer the mail. No one else has ever done this. Brother Glass before me, we worked together, and since he's gone home to be with the Lord in 97, I have carried on, and it's one of the joys of my life to be able to do so. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,